USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Even though President Trump says we are nowhere near a recession, he says he's still looking for ways to boost the economy. During a meeting with the leader of Romania, he acknowledged his administration is considering a tax cut to boost the economy.
A lot of people would like to see that, and that very much affects the workers of our country.
The president also said he's calling on the Federal Reserve to slash interest rates by a full percentage point. That amount is one that the Fed would normally only consider during a recession.
We actually are set for a tremendous surge of growth if the Fed would do its job.
A majority of economists predict the U.S. is headed for a recession by the year 2021. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 173, the S&P down 23, and the NASDAQ down 54. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
It's dangerously hot in parts of the nation. The temperatures might reach triple digits in the Southwest. National Weather Service meteorologist Josh Weiss.
Record and near record highs being forecast in parts of Arizona, Southern California, Nevada. In fact, record highs could be pretty widespread.
Also, parts of the Midwest and areas of the Mid-Atlantic will also feel high heat.
It does look like the heat will persist, especially over the Southwest and the Southern and Central Plains for several more days.
The Democratic presidential race is heating up, especially in Iowa. Now, former Vice President Joe Biden is airing his first TV ad in Iowa for the 2020 campaign.
We know in our bones this election is different. The stakes are higher, the threat more serious. We have to beat Donald Trump. And all the polls agree Joe Biden is the strongest Democrat to do the job.
The Iowa caucuses will be held in February. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Trump administration is continuing to aim for the skies, especially for the moon and Mars. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Vice President Mike Pence remains the administration's point man when it comes to the space program and its future plans. Pence says the administration wants to put a man and a woman on the moon soon.
We will return American astronauts to the moon for the first time since 1972 to establish a foundation for an eventual mission to Mars.
Pence telling the sixth meeting of the National Space Council that mission to put a man and the first woman on the moon will happen by 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The price of gasoline has declined now for the third consecutive week. John Clemens reports.
That national average is down 3.2 cents to $2.60 a gallon as oil prices are under pressure as there are signs the U.S. can come up with a truce with China over a trade war. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the highs and lows across the country.
Louisiana had the nation's cheapest average at $2.18, followed by Mississippi at $2.21 and South Carolina at $2.24. On the high side, Hawaii had the nation's priciest average at $3.60, followed by California at $3.56 and Washington State at $3.19 a gallon.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.